the time of the end. Forward. While the primary purpose of prophecy is not that of enabling the church to predict in detail events yet to come, yet a day must come in which all vital prophecies pertaining to last things will be understood. Indeed, if the prophetic word is to be a light that shineth in a dark place, then the light must shine both upon and from that word before the end. In a special way, Seventh-day Adventists are a people of prophecy. They have been called into existence by prophecy, and their safe path to the eternal kingdom will be illumined by prophecy. Thus it is right and fitting that periodical attempts at prophetic exposition be undertaken by Bible students within the remnant church. Especially challenging may be the insights of one whose life has spanned the greater part of a century, as has that of the author of this study, George McCreedy Price. It is not to be expected that quick consensus will be achieved in the interpretation of the more complex portions of prophecy, but it is vital to the spiritual growth and awareness of the church that further and deeper study of the prophetic word be stimulated by the occasional publication of challenging expositions. In the time of the end, there are concepts, quotations, sources, and expositions which should stimulate a host of Bible students to a new wave of prophetic investigation. Such a result in itself will more than justify publication of the work. With the rapidly transpiring events of breathtaking magnitude which mark our day, some fresh insights into prophetic interpretation are due. Some of these ought to begin to point up the significance of world-embracing movements which have hitherto found little place in the expository positions of Seventh-day Adventists. George McCreedy Price's work, completed shortly before his death, has made a provocative attempt to find significance in a number of the greatest forces of our times, and in some of the least charted waters of prophetic exposition. To this writer, Professor Price's endeavor has shouted a call to awake out of sleep and to prepare to meet God. Gordon M. Hyde, Chairman, Language Arts Division, Southern Missionary College, Collegedale, Tennessee, November 1967.